fighting soldiers from the sky. Fearless men who jump and die. Men who mean just what they say. The brave men of the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Trained to live off nature's land, trained in combat hand to hand. Men who fight by night and day, courage take from the Green Beret. Silver wings upon their chest. These are men, America's best. 100 men will test today, but only 3 win the Green Beret. Back at home, a young wife waits. Her Green Beret has met his fate. He has died for those oppressed, leaving her this last request. Put silver wings on my son's chest. Make him one of America's best. He'll be a man they'll test one day. Have him win the Green Beret.
Good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. This is J.R. Moore coming to you live from deep in the mountains of the Missouri Ozarks on Sunday, the third day of February, 2008, the first Sunday of February, and we have 10 months left, 10 months before the final evacuation of those federal employees and their families takes place, keeping in mind, of course, that these evacuations are already taking place. If you're new to this show and wonder what am I talking about, you may want to go to my website and see my photograph, read my bio. That's thelibertyman.com. John Moore focuses on preparedness, and there are some good reasons why I do that. This evacuation I'm talking about, if you need to convince yourself, separate and independent from John Moore, put this in Google, CIA in Denver. Do that, CIA in Denver. You'll find out very quickly that the CIA admits publicly to moving half of everything they've got from Langley, Virginia, to Denver, Colorado. You can't hide moving thousands of people, their spouses, their kids, their household belongings, their pets. You can't hide that, so they have to have some cover, a cover story, so to speak. The cover story they're using now is for operational reasons, quote-unquote, for operational reasons. There's a lot more to this, and there's some very interesting and, quite frankly, disturbing things going on as far as the news and current events that we'll be talking about after this first break. But you need to convince yourself. Do not make major life decisions based on what a radio talk show host tells you. Do your own research. Convince yourself of what's real, what's important, and what you need to do to protect your loved ones. That's my message. That's my mantra. Convince yourself. Do your own homework. Do your own research. I can help guide you. I can help steer you in the right direction. And we'll be back after this first break. Stay tuned.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure, Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cartivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cartivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Michael. All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the third day of February, 2008. Welcome back to the John Moore Show. Well, for the things I'm about to tell you, you need to know a little bit about my bio. I know you regular listeners know, but we always have new listeners. As a young man, I sometimes tell people, U.S. military intelligence took my 20-year-old pile of mush brain and made it into something useful as an intelligence analyst. That was 41 years ago this year. I spent 3 years active duty as an intelligence analyst, including a tour in Vietnam and psychological warfare and special forces in the States. And I spent my adult life working as a criminal investigator, murder, rape, armed robbery, and so forth, burglary, everything you can imagine when it comes to crime. That's what I've been doing my adult life. I've also ran for U.S. Congress. I assure you, if you weren't run for U.S. Congress, even in the primary like I did, you're going to get on some interesting mailing lists and meet a lot of interesting people. And I'm a radio talk show host. Point being to all these things, I am the recipient of a lot of information from a lot of different sources. The information I'm receiving, ladies and gentlemen, these past few weeks has been very disturbing regarding our economy, and inside information I'm getting from various sources about what's going on in different segments of our economy. And part of this goes to what's going on with Freeze-Dried Guy. Freeze-Dried Guy has been put on notice that his suppliers will soon be on a 2 to 3 month time delay, back order, if you will. Freeze-dried guy, I was just on the phone with him today, has a couple of warehouses full of excellent, nutritious freeze-dried food right now. You'd be well advised to stock up while that inventory still exists. Take advantage of his special he's running on vegetables, a one-year supply of vegetables for $320. That's 18 cans of number 10 cans, three cases. It's a lot of food. Corn, green beans, green peas. Shipping included, $320 for a lot of food. $320 for a one-year supply of vegetables. Or a three-year supply of the same stuff for $940. Shipping included, the lower 48. I knew at some point I'd be making announcements like this, that we are seeing the end of easy availability of freeze-dried food. A friend of mine, I was just on the phone with him an hour ago, said, John, I was at a gun show, and there were only two people selling ammunition. And the ammunition they were selling was quite expensive compared to what we've been used to. I've got the Cheaper Than Dirt catalog here in front of me. They're still selling ammunition, but prices are up considerably from what they were just in the last 2 or 3 years ago. I don't want to sound like an alarmist, but I apparently have no choice but to alert people to what's going on and why it's going on. Why it's going on, we may be well at the edge of a economic collapse. I've got an article here in front of me on Bloomberg, Bloomberg.com. If you go to their website, Bloomberg.com, and in the top right-hand side, you'll see where it says Search News. Just put this in there, Biggs, B-I-G-G-S, Biggs, and then push the Go button. And you'll get a book review written by a man named James Presley about a book written by Mr. Barton Biggs, Advice to the Rich. That's what you want. The article about Advice to the Rich. And it goes into some detail about Mr. Biggs' new book titled Wealth, War, and Wisdom. You need to know, first of all, who Mr. Biggs is. Mr. Biggs was the global strategist for a major brokerage house. I'm trying to do two things at once here, excuse me. And a guy my age, I don't know how old he is, but he looks like he's well over 60. And I'm trying to do two things at once here, excuse me. Get this article pulled up here so I can talk about it intelligently. Anyway, what he's advising people to do is to buy a place in the country and stock it with food and medicine and fertilizer and seeds and so forth so that you can be prepared to deal with, there it is, Advice to the Rich, canned food, freeze-dried food, and so forth. This is important stuff. A lot of people are giving this kind of advice. You listen to Patriot Radio, you have all kinds of people giving this kind of advice. But it's a bit unusual to have somebody with these kinds of credentials giving that kind of advice. Just a bit unusual. And so you'd be well advised to pay heed, in my opinion. I was talking to the man putting together the steam engines, and I'll be talking to him again in the next day or two. His testing was supposed to be completed this past Friday. And I'm really looking forward to finding out how the testing procedures went. He's doing what nobody's ever done. He's taking Mike Brown's steam engines. He's fabricating boilers. He's bolting the complete setup on a flatbed trailer, what you might call plug and play. Nobody's done this before. You can purchase, once he's got everything complete and ready to go, purchase the complete steam-generating outfit on a flatbed trailer, roll into your backyard, your farm, your ranch, and have everything you need to generate all the electricity and excess hot water for warming your house that you're dreamed of. That's pretty neat. That is absolutely pretty neat. So hopefully we'll have that up and running here soon and ready for sale. Looks like the price is going to be about $13,000, best I can tell. You may say, well, that's an awful lot of money, John. Well, look at the alternative. Look at the alternative for a diesel-powered generator. Makes that much electricity, or gasoline-powered solar. You're looking at about $70,000 to $80,000 to accomplish the same goal with solar. It's expensive to make a lot of electricity. $13,000 looks pretty cheap by comparison. All right. Well, the call-in number, this is a live call-in show, is 800-313-9443. We're going to have Professor McKinney on the second hour. He's going a little bit different direction today. I know what he intends to talk about, and, of course, it's always interesting to get some updates from Professor McKinney. He's been doing a lot of work recently making calculations and observations of planet Holmes. H-O-L-M-E-S. I haven't tried to see it recently, but last week, and for several weeks before, I could see it coming up over the eastern horizon early in the morning before dawn, like around 5 o'clock in the morning. I haven't tried to look recently. I understand that it's more difficult to see right now, so I'll take Professor McKinney's word for that. So that'll be in the second hour. If you have any questions between now and then, regarding any topic, preparedness-related topic, you're certainly welcome to call in. I changed out the batteries on my two-meter handheld radios. I keep next to the bed, one for myself and one for my wife. If I have to respond to things that go bump in the night, I slip on a combat vest that has a two-meter radio attached to it, and my wife has a two-meter radio next to the bed as well so that we can communicate while I'm off investigating things that go bump in the night with my flashlight and whatever firearm I might be happening to be carrying with me, depending on what I pick up at that point in time. Communications is important. If you're investigating a night sounds, it's good to have someone near a telephone. We don't have cell phone service down here where I live. Somebody near a telephone that can call the authorities, fire department, paramedics, the sheriff's department, all three if necessary. And, of course, it gives your loved one some peace of mind that they can talk to you and get updates on what on how the search for things that go bump in the night is progressing. I respond to the local store down here. I'm on the list from the alarm company, which also has a post office inside it. And there's been a burglary recently in the last 12 months in this particular store with a post office in it. And that's a serious matter. It's a federal offense. Anytime you break into a building that has a post office inside it, that's a federal offense, and it's something to be taken very seriously. It's my community, and I take it seriously. So I changed out the batteries, as I do once a week, to make sure we got fresh batteries in these radios. If you want to talk about preparedness, this is the place to do it. You have a question about preparedness, this is the place to talk about it. I know a lot of you don't want to go live on the air, and I respect that. I do offer private consultations. My website will soon be updated to have that on there. Hopefully in the next few days, I talked to my webmaster. He promised me that it was not a big deal and he'd get it done. And there'll be a little box to click on the homepage. My website is thelibertyman.com. If you're interested in private consultations, we can accomplish that and get that going. Also on my website, you'll see my article, No Need for Panic. I think we need to talk about that a little more after the break. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after the break. Stay tuned.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Hi friends, Bill Bagley from Vital Basics, and I want to send you a bottle of the best-selling supplement Focus Factor absolutely free. Why would we give away a free bottle of Focus Factor? Because we know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Focus Factor has nutrients that work with your natural brain chemistry to support your memory, concentration, and focus. People all over the country say it's the best brain support supplement they've ever tried. Well, how would you like to try Focus Factor yourself absolutely free? No, we're not crazy. We're confident. Because once you try Focus Factor, you'll wonder how you ever got along without it. And that's why, for a limited time, we'll give you a full-size bottle of Focus Factor, an $85 value, free. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover the cost of shipping and handling. Call now for your free bottle of Focus Factor. Call 1-800-518-3796. That's 1-800-518-3796. Limit one bottle per household, please. Again, the number is 1-800-518-3796.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
You've got an inside corner on the truth, thanks to John Moore and the Republic Broadcasting Network. To talk to John Moore live on the air, call 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. I've got a special announcement here. The Bible says, are you looking for answers to what's happening? Then call 888-211-1715 and request packet F as in Foxtrot. This is a free packet to all Republic listeners. This packet contains many free DVDs and books like National Sunday Law, The Great Controversy, The Secret Terrorist, and much more. That phone number once again for packet F is 888-211-1715. And we have on hold Peter from Canada. Peter, are you there, sir?
Here, John. Hello?
Go ahead.
Hey, John. By the way, you mentioned earlier about that complete unit for the steam engine from McBrown?
Yes.
That price that you get, well, you said ballpark around $13,000. Was that for the 3 or the 20 horsepower engine?
That's the 3 horsepower. Yep.
Okay.
This is complete.
Yeah.
It's the engine, the boiler, and all connected up, bolted down. All he needs water and wood.
Mm-hmm. So then, I guess for the 20, you got to tack on was another.
The 20 hasn't been. This is not General Motors. This is a guy working with two or three other guys.
Yeah.
So the 20 horsepower unit doesn't exist yet in this configuration.
Oh, okay.
That's next, obviously. But he's got to get this up and running, tested, and right before it can go out the door. this is, there's potential dangers here with this kind of equipment that have to be very thoroughly tested before we can sell these things to the public. So this one's just about ready to go, and once it is and they're in production, then he can begin with a 20 horsepower.
What's his target date on that unit?
I don't know that he's even got one yet, Peter.
Uh-huh.
He's up to his elbows in getting this project off the ground at the moment. Because then, what he's doing right now is a prototype. And then he'll put this in production. There's always subtle nuances and differences between a pre-production model, which is what he's got at the moment, and production models. So it's what we call a work in progress.
Uh-huh.
And this even applies to General Motors as far as that goes. A pre-production model and a production model, there's going to be slight differences. So it's a work in progress. He's going along as fast as a human being can accomplish these goals, and we'll keep you guys posted.
Okay, good. Now, as far as I'm looking for, I don't want to turn this into a what do you think on car, but obviously transportation is a part of being prepared.
Right.
So I'm looking for a used vehicle. Now, would you lean more towards getting a vehicle with a diesel engine as opposed to your standard petrol?
Well, there's a lot of reasons for getting diesel, and first would be a matter of safety. There's a reason why they use diesel engines in tanks, because diesel fuel doesn't explode, at least not very easily. That's a good safety factor there. You can store diesel fuel longer than you can gasoline if you have the proper additives and still have what you expect to have there. If you don't store it properly and put the proper additives in it, you'll end up with a big gunky mess on your hands. It won't be usable for anybody. Diesel engines tend to be more powerful and need less maintenance than a gas engine. And, of course, there's both automobiles and trucks that have diesel engines. Price is always a consideration. If you're buying new, a diesel automobile or a diesel truck is almost always going to cost more than a gasoline automobile or gasoline truck. So that's certainly a consideration. What you've got to haul in terms of people and cargo, that's going to figure into it. And being up there in Canada, you're probably going to want four-wheel drive, aren't you?
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. I'm not aware of any four-wheel drive automobiles being marketed. If there are some, I'm simply not aware of them. Mercedes may make one, but I'm not aware of it.
I'm looking for either a truck or SUV kind of.
Right. I like Dodge products. I like Ford products. If you're concerned about EMP, you need to go back in time a bit to find something that has less electronics on it. Then that goes for all the major manufacturers, Dodge, Chevrolet, Ford, and so forth. If you're not concerned about EMP, then it doesn't matter what year you get.
Now, do you see the difference between the turbo diesel and just one without the turbo?
Buying new, probably not. A turbocharger on a used vehicle, I would have it very thoroughly checked out. For the following reason, if it needs to be repaired or replaced, you're looking at considerable expense.
Mm-hmm.
A turbocharger is wonderful in terms of performance, but anything as far as it comes to maintenance and replacement on diesel trucks, whether it's the pump or the turbocharger, you're looking at considerable expense to have that kind of work done.
Yeah.
Once it's done, of course, and you're squared away, then you've got something that will run a couple hundred thousand miles.
Mm-hmm.
You might want to look at, and then this goes for gas as well as diesel, Amsoil products. Canada's gone to the low sulfur diesel fuel also?
I'm pretty sure, yeah.
Okay, well, we need to talk about this when we come back from the break. This is important for everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be back after the break, ladies and gentlemen.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. The because you can handle the truth.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, packet F, 888-211-1715, again, 888-211-1715, or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
It's true. Gold and silver have been a source of true wealth for years. In fact, people around the world have used these metals to buy and sell goods for over 5,000 years. And gold and silver will continue to be a source of true wealth for the foreseeable future. If you look back in history, you'll see that all fiat currencies have failed to maintain wealth or failed altogether. But gold has always protected its holder, a true asset, usable to anyone around the globe. As the value of your Federal Reserve note continues to depreciate, gold will be your only insurance. As an example, in 1975, you could buy a $40,000 home with 1,000 gold coins. Today, that same house is $400,000, yet you can still buy it with 1,000 gold coins. To find out more information on how to protect your wealth, call Republic Trading at 1-800-691-7898. That's 1-800-691-7898.
From Russia with love.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. This is J.R. Moore. It is Sunday, the third day of February, 2008. Peter, are you still there, sir? Peter?
Yep, I'm still here,
okay,
sir.
Okay, we need to do diesel engines and diesel fuel class here, 101. When they went to the low sulfur fuel, which just happened in the last year or so, one of the unintended consequences, or at least as far as I know it was unintended, the removing the sulfur, reducing the sulfur content of the diesel fuel, took out the natural lubricating properties that diesel fuels always had, which is one of the reasons diesel engines run so long, is because of the natural lubricating properties of diesel fuel. So, if you want your diesel engine to last 500,000 or 1,000,000 miles, which is a good thing, you need to put those lubricating properties back into the fuel, and here's how you do it. Amsoil makes a product called Diesel Concentrate Performance Fuel Additive, ADF for short, that will do that. That will accomplish that goal in a very cost-effective manner. I just happen to be an Amsoil dealer, and there's a link on my website, thelibertyman.com. 16-ounce bottle is $6.65. You can get a 5-gallon bucket of it very cheap, relatively speaking. It gets cheaper. 5 gallons for $175.
What's the shelf life on that?
Indefinite.
Okay.
Yeah. The concentrate is indefinite.
Okay.
Now, I was just looking at Amsoil's website. I don't believe they sell a stabilizer for diesel fuel, although I am familiar with another product. I don't sell it, but it's called PRID. It's Papa Romeo India Dash Delta PRID-D. It's an excellent, it's about as good as you can get non-military diesel fuel stabilizer. The stuff the military uses for gas and for gasoline and diesel fuel is highly toxic, and I'm not aware of any place you can buy it in the private sector.
How long can you, provided that you add the stabilizers and keep it in a cool area, how long can diesel fuel?
Well, here's the thing with storing diesel fuel and gasoline. You need to protect it from exposure to the air, and you need to protect it from heat.
Yep.
In addition to that, you need to put the proper stabilizer in it.
Mm-hmm.
Amsoil does make a good quality gasoline stabilizer, but I'm not aware of them making a diesel fuel stabilizer, although this additive probably would help some in that area. I need to talk to an engineer that really knows more about it than I do. We've been storing gasoline here at my place for going on 10 years. That still cycles through a chainsaw pretty well, and that's a good test to see if it will go okay. And diesel fuel, we've been storing a number of years with no problem. We don't have ideal storage conditions, but we have the good quality stabilizers to keep them all squared away in that regard.
Mm-hmm.
The ideal situation is underground because you get your constant 55, 58 degree temperature when it's stored underground.
Mm-hmm.
Besides the safety consideration,
mm-hmm.
So get a good quality and start out with like if you're stealing unleaded, storing unleaded fuel, get unleaded premium. Because the higher octane you start with, the higher octane you're going to end up with.
Mm-hmm.
That's always good advice, and it's also good advice to rotate your fuel and change it out and run it through your tractors or your automobiles and trucks, whatever it might be, so you can constantly be replenishing the older fuel with fresher fuel. That's always a good idea.
So the fuel in your drums that you have it stored in, you want to remove as much air from it as you can?
Well, top them off and make sure that they aren't vented. Tanks, if they're exposed to sunlight, they're going to be popping in the sunlight back and forth as the sun comes up and goes down, but that doesn't cause any harm.
Mm-hmm.
We did have one tank that was vented to the air, and before we figured out what was going on, we lost 25% of our gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, if it's vented to the air, you'll lose fuel real quick.
Yeah.
Especially gasoline. Not so much diesel fuel, but gasoline will vent out and evaporate.
Mm-hmm. Are you familiar with any of these kits that I see on the internet where you can basically hook up lines to your engine and run hydrogen on it, and they say they give you like anywhere from 30% to 50% more gas mileage?
Well, I'm not familiar with any of them, and I can't speak to how good any of these kits are.
Yeah.
I know people who are experimenting with making hydrogen and running hydrogen.
Yeah.
I can tell you this, you better know what you're doing for a lot of reasons. You could damage your vehicle. You could blow yourself up. You know, what's the word before bomb? Hydrogen.
Yeah.
No, seriously, and making the hydrogen itself is the most expensive part of that process. And I'm aware of people that claim to have inexpensive ways to make hydrogen, but most well-known ways to make hydrogen cost more than it does to make gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
So unless you've got an inexpensive way to generate hydrogen at home, it's going to be very expensive fuel.
Yeah. Do you have any experience in running the vegetable oil in diesel engines? Or
I don't have any personal experience.
No.
I've seen on eBay diesel, Mercedes-Benz that have been converted to run on diesel. I do know this, that the vegetable diesel fuel, biofuel, has lost almost all its lubricating properties. And recommended oil changes. If you're running biodiesel, recommended oil changes, you have to double your oil change interval.
Mm-hmm.
No matter what you're using, whether you're using natural oil, petroleum oil in your engine, or AMS oil.
Mm-hmm.
So if you would change your petroleum oil in your engine every 3,000 miles, you have to change your petroleum oil at 1,500 miles.
Mm-hmm.
If you're using AMS oil and your oil change interval was 50,000 miles, then it has to become 25,000 miles.
Mm-hmm.
And with, like I run AMS oil in my Lincoln, and I have to change my filter and one quart of oil every 12,000 miles. Well, that would be every 6,000 miles. So everything gets cut by half if you're using biodiesel fuel, or as far as changing your lubricating oil, whether it's synthetic like AMS oil or whether it's a petroleum-based product.
Mm-hmm.
And the guys I know that are involved with biodiesel fuel, they don't want to hear this message because they're trying to save money. And it's 1,500 miles for me is basically a week and a half driving. You know, seriously, that's a week and a half. If I was running biodiesel fuel and running petroleum oil in my vehicle, I'd have to be changing my oil every week and a half. That gets to be pretty expensive pretty quick, even if you're doing it yourself. But it's not a fun message to hear, but it's an important message.
Now, with the fuel stabilizers, how often are you adding it? Like once a year to the wherever?
Once a year. Yep.
Okay.
Yep. That's the recommended, and it's recommended you do testing also. The best way to, unless you have access to more sophisticated testing for gasoline, the best way to test it is put some on a chainsaw and see if it fires up without too much trouble.
Mm-hmm.
Firing up a chainsaw is more difficult than running it through a automobile or a truck. So if it passes the chainsaw test, you have enough get up and go there to be sure that it'll run in a car or a truck okay.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Okay. Oh, just one other question I had. Do you know if one of your sponsors is a freeze dry guy?
I know him personally. He's a friend.
Yeah. I plan to talk to him about ordering some, but do you know if he has had any problems with sending his product up to Canada?
It hasn't been an issue, and I would just give him a call at this number, 866-404-3663, 866-404-3663, during normal business hours, Monday through Friday. He's on the West Coast.
Yeah.
And I'm sure he can answer that question for you.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why there'd be a problem, with food. It's not like it's a pharmaceutical product or anything related to firearms or ammunition. It's just food.
Yeah,
But when you're crossing these international lines, things get strange sometimes.
Lovely red tape, yeah.
Yeah, there may be red, I don't know.
Yeah.
Give him a call. I'm sure he has customers in Canada, and hopefully that's not an issue, but he'll be glad to talk to you about that, Peter.
Okay.
And the time to do that is now. We've been resting on our laurels here, thinking about what we might do in the future. But the future is here.
Yeah.
And the stories that freeze dry guy is getting concerning long term storage food is not real optimistic for the long term. Short term, he's got inventory. He's got it right now. He's got it in his warehouse. Long term, there's going to be delays. There's going to be 2 to 3 months. Back orders in the not too distant future.
Mm-hmm. Now, as far as, because I've already gone to his website to see what he has. Now, as far as getting other things that he doesn't have, like spices and honey and whatnot.
For honey, you want local suppliers because the medicinal qualities of honey from where you live.
Okay,
that's what you want primarily.
All right.
If you got Sam's Club up, do you have Sam's Club in Canada?
Doesn't sound familiar, no.
Okay, and it's a buyer's club. It's part of the Walmart chain.
Mm-hmm.
Any big retail buyer's club where you pay a fee, like Costco or Sam's Club?
Yeah, there's a Costco up here. Yeah.
I would go there for spices. You can buy, because they sell to restaurants and institutions. So they should have large containers of most of the common spices at a good price.
Yeah.
You can also probably get salt in bulk and maybe rice in bulk.
Mm-hmm. And baking soda and all
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Do you know any Mormons?
No, not personally, no.
Okay, well, meet one. meet a Mormon. Seriously, the Mormons have what these what they call bishop's storehouses. If you want grains, bulk grains. Now, freeze-dried food is great food, and you need it because you need that kind of nutrition, and it tastes so good. The bulk grains are good for filling up empty spaces, making soups, getting a lot of food for not much money. You really do need both. I have both, and I encourage people to get both.
Mm-hmm.
Because with bulk grains, you literally buy it by the ton. Literally buy it by the ton. Your freeze-dried food is where you get your specialty stuff, especially meat and your vegetables, things of that nature that you can't get with your bulk grains. You have a balanced diet. You want a balanced diet because you want to be healthy. You need both.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the bishop storehouses are run by the Mormons and are scattered all about the United States. I expect there's some either in Canada or not far from you in the United States where you they've always have at least as far as I'm aware, except for 1999 running up to Y2K, they allow non-Mormons access to buy bulk food also. Bulk grains.
Mm. How do you go about, like, if you were to buy certain things from other companies that also stock long-term storage food, as far as finding out whether or not their foods are genetically modified?
That's an excellent question. Other than asking them, I don't know how you could.
I don't know. You think they'd be willing to say
most
yes?
Most GM food right now has been corn and wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Row crops, as we say, it's not GM food is really not something I've spent a lot of time researching, but you're far less likely to find genetically modified vegetables and fruits as opposed to row crops like corn, wheat, and soybeans. In my opinion, people shouldn't eat soybeans anyway or any soy product except fermented soy products. They've really focused on modifying row crops because of the profit involved. Other than asking him, Peter, I don't know how you could even find out. I'm not aware of any labeling requirements.
Freeze dried guys, he doesn't like his corn. It's not GMO.
Yeah, well, he and I have never talked about that.
Oh, okay. Well,
I hope not. And he's the man. Give him a call.
Yeah.
His phone number is 866-404-3663.
Mm-hmm.
I can't speak for him in that regard. It's not a topic he and I have ever touched on.
Mm-hmm.
That's the best I can do is tell you to talk to him.
Okay. Just one other quick question on food. Now, the freeze-dry process as compared to the dehydrating, do they basically, are they pretty close as far as maintaining the nutritional value of the food?
As far as I know, yes. It's just a bit beyond my expertise. As far as I know, yes. The freeze-dried food is going to probably keep longer and have better flavor than the dehydrated. It's a more modern process and more thorough.
Has a longer shelf life than
Than
the dehydrated? Oh,
yep.
Okay.
Yep. Dehydrated is still going to have some moisture left in it. Freeze-dried, you've pretty much sucked out as much as you can.
Mm-hmm. Well, I imagine that's why they're able to do meat. Otherwise,
right.
Probably.
Right. And it's the way it's packed in these foil packets really provides a barrier from anything getting at it.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's all
okay.
I have, John.
Well, you're welcome, Peter. Thank you for calling.
Take care.
You're welcome. Okay, we're going to have Professor McCanny calling in at the top of the hour. And if you got a question right now about preparedness, this is the time to get it in at 800-313-9443. AMSOIL products. I haven't talked much about that lately. If you want your vehicle to last longer and be more efficient, fuel efficiency is something that's on the mind of a lot of people. I know it's on my mind. If you drive 1,000 miles a week like I do, certainly, of course, it's on my mind. AMSOIL lubricating products and the filter products and fuel additives will all contribute to your vehicle lasting longer with fewer maintenance problems and being more fuel efficient. First time I used an AMSOIL lubricating product, I had a little Saab sports car. This is back in the late 70s, a little Saab Sonnet, and it was wonderful. It was wonderful. Break coming up. Stay tuned. We'll be back right after the break.
Are you concerned about cholesterol, blood pressure? Are you experiencing chest pain? Are you looking for a more natural method to help improve your health issues?
I had two mild heart attacks, and I had an 80 to 90% blockage in my artery. Don recommended I take this Cardivite. I haven't had any chest pain since I've been on it. It's brought my cholesterol down. My blood sugar was really fluctuating from 10 to 14 when I went on the Cardivite. You know, it really leveled it out. I'm really pleased, and I feel so good about it. I'll tell you, it's great for your circulation, because I've noticed that I've had problems with my feet because of the diabetes, and they're getting better. They don't hurt as much. It's really great. I recommend this to anybody.
To learn more, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit our website at heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com. Call 1-877-928-8822.
Who listening out there has an electric bill? Oh boy, I sure do. Well, what if I told you that if you live in Texas or New York State, that same electric bill can be a lot cheaper? Would you believe me? Well, you should, because EnergySwap.com can save you up to 20% on your electric bill. No joke. EnergySwap.com has rates as low as 10.99 cents per kilowatt. Now, there's no cost to switch. They've got flat rate plans and even award programs. When you switch your service to EnergySwap.com, nothing changes except the size of your bill. Enroll today and start saving money right now. It's Energy-Swap.com. Or you can call 888-238-6397. Again, that's 888-238-6397. 6397. Currently in Texas and New York only. Other states coming soon.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
John Moore is as close as your telephone. Call him right now, 1-800-313-9443.
All right, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, we're back. Before the break, I was talking about AMSOIL products, my little Saab Sonnet sports car. It had a temperature gauge with a readout in degrees Fahrenheit, and when I put the AMSOIL in there, the operating temperature of my engine immediately dropped 10 degrees. It dropped 10 degrees because the engine was running easier. It had a less effort was being put out to have those four little cylinders bumping back and forth there. And that was a outward sign of the greater efficiency that the engine had when it had the AMSOIL synthetic oil in it. So it made me a believer back then. That's nearly 30 years ago. And it's good to sell things that you know and sell things that you understand. I know AMSOIL products. I understand AMSOIL products. My mechanic, who does most of my work, he's a big enthusiast for AMSOIL products. In fact, the more you get around people involved in racing, whether it's automobile racing or motorcycle racing, no matter what it is, the more you find out that these men involved in racing and building race car engines and motorcycle engines love synthetic lubricants, especially AMSOIL synthetic lubricants. Synthetic lubricants came out of the military at first. Following World War II, we had these high-performance jet engines they were putting together, and the petroleum-based oil products could not stand up to the temperatures and pressures that they were being subjected to. They were breaking down. So the military had to come up with synthetic lubricants for these high-performance jet engines. The man who started AMSOIL took that military technology and brought it into the private sector more than 30 years ago in the mid-70s. And then it was the first commercially available synthetic lubricant. And it's a complete line of everything you can imagine for any internal combustion engine. The lubrication, the filters, spark plugs, everything you can imagine for internal combustion engines, for automobiles, trucks, motorcycles, chainsaws. They make an excellent two-cycle oil for your chainsaws that one size fits all. It's a 100-to-1 ratio, and it's been tested thoroughly with every manufacturer of chainsaws and two-cycle engines, these weed whackers, line trimmers. It's a big help logistically to have these packets of two-cycle engine oil. One packet treats 1 gallon. That's handy. Instead of four or five, like we've always had around the ranch here, four or five little red cans of 38-to-1, 50-to-1, 42-to-1, and so forth, oil-to-gasoline ratios. What a nightmare. AMSOIL made that nightmare go away. Anything that makes life simpler, I'm all in favor of it. If you don't understand these products, most likely your mechanic does. If you need a consultation, we can help you get a consultation for what will be good for your motor vehicle or your truck, whatever it might be. And that's a good thing. We can help you out with these AMSOIL products. Go right to my website, thelibertyman.com, and click on there, and you'll be looking at the AMSOIL logo on the right side of the page. I mentioned before two breaks ago, my article, No Need for Panic. They're still flying out the door. I'll soon have to be going back to the print shop to get another 50 or 75 printed up. 19 pages that could save your life. 19 pages with footnotes, a bibliography, a list of websites. There's 5,000 pages of books in this bibliography. Top of the hour break. We should have Professor McKinney on when we come back. Stay tuned.
With recent